This week's COVID question comes from Marissa Kent White. She's a behavioral health care worker here in Western North Carolina.
My question about the COVID vaccine is, how do we, once we are on the waiting list, prove that we are indeed a behavioral healthcare worker? So I'm not sure if I need to bring an NPI number. I'm not sure if I need to bring my license number or a copy of my licensure for my particular profession. So that is something I would love some clarification on. Thanks.
So this is a common question and has a couple of answers. Basically, it's the honor system. North Carolina does not require an ID or proof of profession, but the state COVID website says employers or healthcare providers could. So it depends on where you're getting vaccinated. Marissa practices in a couple of counties, including Jackson, so we checked in with Melissa McKnight, the Deputy Health Director at the Jackson County Department of Public Health.
Thank you for reaching out. To answer the listener's question, the Jackson County Department of Public Health will not require proof of licensure to provide the COVID-19 vaccine. We have asked patients to answer a few questions to determine their eligibility, and then we'll vaccinate them based on their responses. Thank you very much.
So just to recap, North Carolina does not require an ID or proof of profession, but it's probably a good idea to check with your local vaccine provider. Do you have a COVID question you'd like answered? Record a voice memo and send it to voices@bpr.org or use the Talk to Us feature on the free BPR mobile app. I'm Helen Chickering, BPR News.